This is 7AD. Here he is, just about the happiest man in Devonport right now, Devonport Footy Club President Jared Ennis. Hello.
Good morning, Darren. How are you, mate?
All right. Congratulations.
Oh, look, thank you. Thanks very much. It's been a fantastic weekend for the city and for Devonport Footy Club in particular. We're so proud of the achievements of our players.
Yep. And getting three teams in all three grand finals. When's the last time that happened?
It's a while back, but it's the first time we've had such a great result on the day. You know, we won two and got within a little bit of winning a third. So 2 points is, it's nearly a win.
So we'll start off with your under-18. So they beat Burnie quite comfortably. They didn't drop a game all season, is that right?
No, they had a couple of very close games. They got pushed at times, but to remain undefeated, to have a great year like they have, it's a testament to how good they are. And they got over the line, which is often doesn't happen sometimes. And you know, we've all seen those teams that have gone through undefeated, and then all of a sudden it happens in the final. And so all credit to Jaden Wicks, the coach, and all the players. It was a fantastic effort by the boys to get a win. It was a great start to the day for us.
Yeah.
You know, there was some time that the NWFL sort of scheduled it for the Friday, but thank goodness it turned around and they played on the Saturday morning. And so on grand final day, the boys were there. So memories to cherish for those young fellas.
It was
fantastic, you know, being part of the day and a bit of a crowd there. You know, as all adds to the excitement.
Very good. Well done, 18s. Your reserves, close game against Penguin.
Yeah, it was a bit of a heartbreaking one for us. You know, they'd played so well, and, you know, some days you can't quite bring your best, and, you know, maybe it's not you and maybe it's the opposition, but we're so proud of their efforts. Dwayne Ahern, the coach there, is first-year coach for us, but former player from way back, is now involved, and you know, our whole squad performed very well. We had players miss out there, but they're all around supporting each other, and 2 points, it's a heartbreak, but that's footy.
Yeah, indeed, and congratulations to Penguin for winning the reserves, and the big game, your first senior premiership in over 30 years.
Oh, yes, how exciting for our club, and you know, we've got a whole generation of players that haven't been able to win a flag, and for them, for our group now to have broken that duck and sort of got back in, and the drought's broken, fantastic for them, and a whole lot of excitement, and for, you know, not only for the players, and I know how important it is for them and the coaches, etc., but for our long-time supporters, it is just awesome for them, and it's just fantastic for the whole community, and you know, particularly those who have put their life and heart and soul into it, you know, and haven't had a kick.
and you had a lot of support there too. The crowd were very vocal, very loud.
Yes, it is good. Look, one of the things is building our club and with our one club philosophy that we started going back a few years ago. People have got behind us, and we've gradually built, you know, we're really strong on building from the ground up, our foundations of our junior players and coming through, and people are now, you know, and even on Saturday night, there was a couple of people saying, I can't believe how many mums and dads of players are here, you know, and that's all part of the community, and people are coming along and saying, well, we want to be part of this, and we want our kids to be part of it, and yeah, so that's really helped, so the support is really good, and I know Penguin have had great support too.
Yeah,
they're a community that are getting behind their team, and it's only good for footy when you have people like that.
Yeah,
you know, everyone.
And I want to say well done to the reserves players for both Devonport and Penguin, because they had to hang around and stay on the field in what was cold and wet conditions for at least 20 minutes before the senior boys ran out.
It's a brutal day. It was a brutal weather-wise, wasn't it?
As well
as the games were fairly brutal too. But the weather was pretty ordinary at times. But you know, we play a winter sport. It was one of those days on the weekend.
So what time did you pull up stumps at the clubhouse there on Sunday morning?
Ah, we have a license till 2 o'clock.
Ah. Righto then. Yep. Yeah. Fair enough.
Let's move on.
Oh, that's brilliant. It's just a great story for a club that, as we mentioned, hasn't won a senior premiership for over 30 years, and to get two out of the three teams winning the grand final on the one day, just terrific. So well done to you and the committee and the coaches and all the supporters and most importantly, the players. How good for those guys?
Geez, there's some stories come out of the game, you know, some fantastic stories, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of talk about it. But let me just mention, late in the game, when it was on the line, Cohen Stevenson made back, took a sensational mark. You know, it wasn't a pack mark, but it was one that looked like it could have gone over the top, could have been the difference in the game. There was a Leo Barry moment, you know. Like, I shouldn't pick one out, but that's just in the dying minutes, and it was really tight. It was exciting there. Penguin thought they were going to get it.
They were coming.
We were hanging on. So, yeah, fantastic. We're over the moon with it, and it's just great, great day. And I reckon a lot of the patrons that went along would have really enjoyed the day. You know, it's hard being on the losing end, but if you're not one of the supporters, close supporters of either the clubs, you would have just went away and thought, geez, a great day of footy. And it was challenging, it was tough, all the things you want to see, and close.
Mm.
So, great. And the best result.
and a packed house too. Like, I thought, well, you know, I thought Saturday morning, I thought, oh, gee, it's going to affect the crowds. But when I got there, the place was packed and jumping. It was terrific.
Yes, good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, very exciting. And isn't it great to hear the crowd get involved and chanting and encouraging and having a crack at the opposition? All good-natured sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That makes footy, doesn't it?
Yeah, sensational day. All right, mate. Yep. Well, congratulations to you and your club. Fantastic.
Thanks, Darren. And go Pies.
Go Pies.
Thanks for 7AD for all the support this year. It's been awesome, mate.
No, it's our pleasure.
I know I generally catch up with Martin and whatever in most weeks. And, we really appreciate it. So thank you. You know, we're trying to do our bit with the community and you guys are too. So thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks, mate.
See ya. Bye.